It's not, nor should we want it to. In Asia, Pete explains, fish have been grown domestically and cheaply for decades. Reared in fish ponds by small-scale commercial ventures, freshwater species like tilapia, carp, and catfish already feed the world. It's us who are slow to catch up, he says. In the Pacific Northwest, detractors often point to the spotty environmental record of farmed salmon. In the late summer of 2017, for example, an estimated 243,000 to 263,000 captive Atlantic salmon spilled out into Puget Sound east of Victoria. The fish belonged to a Canadian company, Cook Aquaculture. A year before the spill, Cook bought a farm near Bellingham, Washington, with net pens showing their age, corroded infrastructure, weak moorings, nets laden with marine life. When one of the pens finally collapsed, its nets weighed more than five times what they should have. Initially, Cook blamed the failure on high tides driven by the solar eclipse. The tides that day were normal. Fishers managed to recapture less than a quarter of these fish, and researchers later tested a small sample of them. The team's study, published in 2019, suggests that nearly all of the salmon in the spill were infected with piscine orthorheovirus, or PRV, a virus linked to a disease that causes inflammation of the heart tissue and other serious conditions. A less malignant strain of orthorheovirus occurs naturally in the Pacific, but since the Atlantic strain has been transmitted through water during experiments, some observers fear it could infect native salmon species. This is the last thing the region's declining wild stocks need. And yet, struggling wild fisheries are the very reason why the call for aquaculture has grown more urgent in recent years. Over 90% of the world's oceans are currently overfished or fished to capacity, a looming crisis in global food supplies. The problem is further compounded by skyrocketing human populations. In 30 years, the world will exceed 9 billion people. So the demand for animal protein will only increase. Farmed fish, more than any terrestrial livestock, can sustainably meet that demand. Whereas a cow needs 8 kilograms of feed to produce 1 kilogram of meat, a farmed fish, on average, requires just 1.5 kilograms. Pete says, aquaculture done the right way, in the right location, at the right scale, is absolutely one of the most efficient forms of protein production on the planet. You simply can't argue with that. But the public debate around aquaculture and its sustainability rages on. Stepping into the fray are the people who make their livelihood from seafood and who now hope to change skeptical minds. Increasingly, chefs, whose voices are trusted by the public, are leading the charge. One of the first cooking shows to air on U.S. television was hosted by James Beard, a portly, genial man whose bald head and seemingly